Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by Owl Parsha. And today we are going to be learning the fifth Aliyah in Parsha's Pinchas. That is Perek Chav Ches, Pasuk Aleph. And from this Aliyah until the end of the Parsha, we're going to be learning about the Karbanos that are brought every single day in the Beis HaMikdash and the Karban Musaf, which is brought on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and Yontef. So the Pasuk tells us, Vayedaber Shalom Moshe Lemer, Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Tzavas B'nai Israel, command the B'nai Israel, V'amar Ta'alim, you shall tell them, Es Karboni Lachmili Shai, my carbon, my food for my fires, Reach Nichaychi, my pleasing aroma, Tishmeru, they shall guard l'hakriv libi mayadai, to bring it to me in its proper time. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Beis, Tzavas B'nei Israel, command the B'nei Israel. Ma Amar Lamala, what did we just say before? Yifkad Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu had asked Hashem to appoint someone to lead Klal Yisrael. Amar Lekash Baruch Hu, Hashem told him, Acha Tam Tzavini Al Banai, rather than you command me about my children, Tzavayas Banai Alai, why don't you command my children about me? Mashal Bas Melch Shaisen Nefteres Min Olam. This is a parable to the daughter of a king. She was about to leave the world. V'hayis Mefakedes L'Bayal Banai, and she was telling her husband, please take care of the kids. And what happened? Her husband told her, instead of telling me to take care of the kids, why don't you tell the kids to listen to me and show respect to me? That's what Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu. Instead of telling me to appoint someone to take care of Klal Yisrael, why don't you tell Klal Yisrael how to treat me properly? And when the pasuk says karboni ze hadam, this is referring to the blood of a karbon. Lachmi ele imurim, this is talking about the imurim, the sacrificial parts that are brought on the mizbech. They're considered the bread, the food of the mizbech. V'cheinu omer v'ktir makayin ha-mizbech lechem isha li'ishai hanitanim li'ishai mizbech. It's called li'ishai for my fire, because it's put in the fires of the Mizbeach. Tishmeru, they shall guard. What does it mean, they shall guard? Shiu kaihanim levim yisraelim oimd magabav. There should be kaihanim levim and yisraelim all standing by this carbon. Mikan lamdu v'tiknu mamadis. From here they learn the concept of mamadis. When the kaihanim were bringing the carbonis and the levim were singing and doing what they did in the Beis HaMikdash, so there's a concept called a maimid. There was a group of yisraelim in the Beis HaMikdash at that time, standing watch, doing certain avodas. So we have kaihanim levim and yisraelim at the time that the carbon is being brought. B'may adai, what does that mean, in its proper time? B'chol yom who made hatmidim. Every single day, that's when the carbon tamid is brought, and that's what we start out talking about first. Let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Gimel. V'amarat Olehem, you should tell them, Zeho Isha, this is the fire offering asher takrivu l'Hashem, that you should bring for Hashem. Kivasim b'nei shana tamimim, unblemished male lambs within their first year. Shnaim layayim, two every single day. Oila tamid, a continual oila, which is a burnt offering. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Gimel. V'amarat Olehem, azar lebezdin, this is a warning to bezdin. Shnaim layayim kipshutoi, simply understood, two every single day. V'ikar ba'olamet shu nishchatim kenegariyim, they should be shechted opposite the day. They should be shechted in a place where the sun shines on them. Let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Dalad. One lamb shall be brought in the morning, and the second lamb should be brought in the afternoon. And a tenth of an ephah of fine flour for a mincha, a meal offering, belula b'shem and kasis revisa hin. It should be mixed in with crushed oil, a quarter of a hin. Oilas tamid, this is a continual oila. Ha'asui b'har Sinai, which is performed at Har Sinai. L'reach nichayach, for a pleasing aroma, isha l'Hashem, a fire offering for Hashem. Let's just see Rashi over here. Pasuk Dalid as a kevas echad. Afal pishek varnei ro parshas vatet tzave. Even though we already spoke about this in parshas tzave, v'zeh shartase he also has harlemi amiluim. That was a commandment that during the miluim, the inauguration of the Mishkan, two tamidim, two korbanos had to be brought every single day. V'kansi v'odaris. Over here is the commandment that every single day for all future generations in the Mishkan and Beis Hamikdash, these two korbanos have to be brought. Pasuk Hein Rashi tells us sales mincha, minchas nusachim. This is called minchas nusachim. Pasuk Vavin Rashi hasiyu b'har Sinai. What does it mean that this was performed at Har Sinai? Ka'esin shenasu me'a miluim, just like those that were brought during the miluim, during the inauguration of the Mishkan, so too we have these karbanos. Davar Acher, another way of understanding of Asuya b'har Sinai, hikesh alas tamil alas Har Sinai. We compare the oil which is brought every single day in the Beis HaMikdash to the oil that was brought at Har Sinai. Oysa shenuskarv l'fnei Matan Torah, the one that was brought before Matan Torah, shekasav b'ad's written about it, v'yasam ba'aganos, m'lam eshet ha'inukli, this teaches us that it needs to have a vessel as part of it. Now back to Chumash, Pasuk Zayin, v'niskar v'yisahin, and it's nisachim, it's libations, a quarter of a hin, l'keves o'echad, for one lamb, b'kodesh, in the holy, ha'seich nesach shechar l'Hashem, it should be poured as shechar for Hashem. V'yisah keves ha'sheni, and for the second lamb, tasa ben arbaim, that shall be done in the afternoon, k'minichas ha'bekach nesachai tasa, just like the mincha of the morning and its libations shall be done, ishe rech nichach Hashem, a fire offering, a pleasing aroma for Hashem. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Zayin, v'niska yayin, and its libations. What are libations? They're wine libations. B'kodesh ha'seich, ha'mizbech yisnaschu, they shall be poured on the mizbech. Nesach shechar, yayin ha'mishtaker. This is talking about wine which intoxicates. Prat liyayin migitoy, this excludes wine straight from the press. That wine doesn't intoxicate, that's more like grape juice. You have to wait till wine ferments, and then it could be used as nusachim, as wine libations. And Rashi Pasuk Ches tells tells us, Reach Nichayach, Nachas Ruach Lefanai, this is a pleasing aroma in front of me. Why is this pleasing in front of Hashem? Shamarti Venasar Tzaini, because I said, I commanded you to do something, and you have fulfilled my wishes. Back to Chumash Pasuk Tes, Uviyama Shabbos, and on Shabbos, Shnei Chavasim Neshonet Tamimim, two lambs within their first year, unblemished, Ushnei Asrainim Sais Mincha Bulav Hashem Meniskai, and two Asrainim of fine flour, which is a mincha, mixed with oil and its libations. Oilas Shabbos B'Shabbatai, the oil of Shabbos on its Shabbos, Al Oilas HaTamid V'Niska, along with the oil of the Tamid and its libations. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Tes. Oilas Shabbos B'Shabbatai, V'loi Oilas Shabbos Zu B'Shabbos Acheres, and not the oil of this Shabbos on a different Shabbos. Harish Lo Hikar B'Shabbos Zu. Let's say, for whatever reason, the oil wasn't brought on Shabbos. This is a special Karbon Mosa for Shabbos. Shemani Yakiv Shtam L'Shabbos Haba. I might think that I should bring two Karbonis for next Shabbos. Talmud Lomer, that's why the Pasuk says, B'Shabbatai, on its Shabbos. Magichim Avar Yoimai Batal Karbon. This teaches us that if you miss the day, you miss the carbon, you don't bring it again. And the Pasuk said, Al Oilas HaTamid, along with the Oilas Tamid, Elu Musafin, what we just described is the carbon Musaf. Levad Oisim Shnei Kavasim Shalais HaTamid. This is besides for the two lambs that are brought as the carbon Tamid. Umagin, this teaches us, She'ain Kraven Elabin Shnei HaTamidin. The carbon Musaf is brought in between the two Tamidim, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, and the Musaf is brought in between them. V'chein B'chol HaMusafim, in every single carbon Musaf that we're about to learn about, Nemert says, Al Oilas HaTamid, along with the Oilas HaTamid. This teaches us the same thing, meaning this carbon musaf that we're going to be talking about, either Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh or Yontif, it's brought in between the two Tamidim every single day, the one in the morning and the one in the afternoon is brought in between them. Back to Chumash, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Now we're going to learn about Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodeshem, Takriv Oil Hashem, and on your Rosh Chodeshem, you should bring an oil for Hashem. Parmenei Bakar Shnayim, two young bulls, Va'ayalechad, one ram, Kivasim Bnei Shana Sheva, seven lambs within their first year, Tamimim, unblemished, Ushlesh Asrenim Salas Mincha Bulav Hashemen, and three Asrenim of fine flour for the mincha mixed with oil, lapara echad, that's for one bowl, ushnei esrenim slas mincha b'lav Hashem and lo'ayel echad, and two esrenim of fine flour mixed with oil for the carbon mincha, that's for the one ram. V'isarin isarin, and one isarin, slas mincha b'lav Hashem and a fine flour for mincha mixed with oil, la'keves ha'echad, for one lamb, oila reach nicha'ech isha l'Hashem, in oila, a pleasing aroma, a fire offering for Hashem. V'niskehem, and their libations, chatziyayin yelapar, that should be half of a hin for the bowl, ushlishasayin lo'ayel, and a third of a hin for the ram, urviyasayin la'keves, and a quarter of a hin for the lamb, yayin, these libations are wine, zois oilas chesh b'chadshai, this is the oila of the month in its renewal, l'chadshai hashana, for the months of the year, usir izim echad l'chatas l'Hashem, and one goat as a chatas for Hashem, al oilas ha-tamid yayasev niskai, along with the oil of the tamid, again, along with the carbon tamid, it should be done, and its libations. Let's just see Rashi over here, pasuk tesvav, usir izim, kol seir ha-musaf in bayin l'chapar al-tomas mikdash ha-kadashav, usually a sire, a goat, which is a carbon musaf, is coming to atone for Thomas Mikdash Shukadashev. Hakok Mashim Afarsh Mesechus Shvuas. Minishtan Asar Rosh Chodesh. However, the goat of Rosh Chodesh is different. Shenemar Bay La Hashem. It says it's for Hashem. Talmud Elamedcha Shemachapra Al Shein Bay Deal Loy Lachil Loy Basif. This teaches us it's Machapra for something different. Shein Makabrechet Al Kash Baruch Hu Bavad. Only Hashem knows about that Avera. Ushar Sim Lamedu Menu. And we learn all other goats from it. Majashab Agada. And there's a Majash that tells us Amar Kash Baruch Hu Hashem says, why is it we should bring a Chatas on Rosh Chodesh? Haviu Kapara Alai. Bring a Kapara for me, for Hashem. Because I minimized the moon, I made it smaller. Whatever the explanation is, that means we're bringing a carbon for Hashem to atone for him. Al oilas ha-tamid yayaseh, kol ha-carbon hazeh, this entire carbon shall be brought along with the oilas tamid, along with the carbon tamid, v'niskai, and its nesachim, its libations, ain v'niskai musav al-asar, the v'niskai over here, the word libations, it's not going on the goat, shein nesachim l'chatas, because there's no wine libations for chatas, it's going on the previous nesachim that we were talking about. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with the sixth aliyah, learning about more Karbanos Musaf that are brought in Yom Tovim, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.